Bob Jordan's forge has a glowing rectangular opening at one end, like a mail slot to hell.
Do you ever burn yourself?
Every day.
Bob's garage is a great place to get some serious work done. It's bright, tidy, and best of all, dangerous tools line the walls.
I have a 75-pound power hammer, which is like a 75-pound sledgehammer that will beat three times a second if you really wind it up. TIG welders, MIG welders, and plasma cutter, which is what we use today to be competitive in this game because we can't do everything in the traditional sense.
Some things never change, though. A massive anvil sits by the forge. Bob pulls a red-hot iron from the fire and starts hammering.
I'm making legs for that fireplace screen that's on the table, which has a pheasant, ringneck pheasant on it and a scene on the bottom.
Bob says he's spent over 80 hours working on the screen so far. Half of that went into the bird. The feathers are individually formed from silicon bronze, copper, and steel. He knows how each metal will oxidize and change color over time. So the plumage actually evolves as it ages. And you want that level of detail in a $5,000 fireplace screen.
This is labor-intensive.
It is labor-intensive. That's why it's so expensive.
There's nothing practical or efficient about blacksmithing. We have faster and cheaper methods now. But Bob would rather do things slowly, one at a time. And he loves the results. He can't really imagine stopping, even now at age 67, as a lifetime of hammering catches up with him.
I've been doing it for 40 years, and I've had three knee scope surgeries on my right leg for torn meniscus tissue. I had my right shoulder rotator cuff rebuilt. I just this past year had my left shoulder rotator cuff rebuilt. And other than that, I'm doing all right. My feet hurt sometime.
So if blacksmithing is the career equivalent of getting hit by a bus, it's not surprising his kids aren't interested.
No. Well, basically, kids today don't want to work too hard.
Bob grew up in Chatham. He found metalwork early, building an all-season go-kart when he was 10.
Then in the wintertime, you know, I took it out in the ice and couldn't steer it, so I had an old pair of ice skates. I took and welded a piece of pipe on them, put them on where the wheels were, and then I'd go out cruising around the farm, wrapped a chain around the rear wheels so that they'd get traction. So that was, you know, that was my go-kart.
Cape Cod's inspired a lot of Bob's work. One of his most impressive pieces is another fireplace screen. Two large brass lighthouses form the base.
Chatham used to have two lighthouses. And in the early 1900s, they moved one of them to Eastham. And I had a client that wanted to have a motif on the front of his fireplace screen that was the twin lights of Chatham with the house. And where the lights would be, I hung a crystal so that when there's a fire behind them, it flickers.
Bob sculpts every piece by hand. He could make his life a lot easier and reduce the wear on his body by cranking out duplicates from off-the-shelf parts. That's what some of his competition does, but not Bob.
Boring. But I don't want to get into production work. It stifles the imagination and cuts down on the creativity. If I can go along and keep making individual pieces, it makes me much happier. You know, it makes me want to go to work every day instead of saying, oh, God, I got to make 10 more of those things or something like that, you know.
Bob's finished making the foot for the fireplace screen. His face is sweating. Bob teaches blacksmithing on the weekends. He says he does it to keep the art from dying. But on this rainy day, by the warmth of the forge, it seems like it has a pretty strong pulse. And now there's only one thing left to do.
It's called a touch mark. It's my stamp that I've been using for probably 25 years, 30 years. And I'm going to put this on the flat of the foot so that it shows. It's RSJ for Robert S. Jordan.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm JP Davidson.